Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, May the 30th, 2024. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing the work of cultural exchange students from Zimbabwe who are here in the United States to share ideas with their American counterparts on areas including businesses and leadership skills. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the U.S. Jurors are deliberating in a criminal case against U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump. He is charged with falsifying financial records to hide a payment to an adult film star to influence the outcome of the 2016 election campaigning for this year's election continued outside the New York courthouse. VOA correspondent Scott Stearns has the story.
For most of the last 6 weeks, Donald Trump has complained that the charges against him are political.
There's never been anything like this in the history of our country. It's a scam. It's election interference at a level that's never taken place before.
President Joe Biden's campaign has largely refrained from commenting on its opponent's trial until this week, and a Biden campaign appearance by actor Robert De Niro outside the courthouse.
When Trump ran in 2016, it was like a joke. This buffoon running for president. No, never could happen. We'd forgotten the lessons of history that showed us other clowns who weren't taken seriously until they became vicious dictators. With Trump, we have a second chance, and no one is laughing now.
Trump advisor Jason Miller says that shows Trump was right all along.
So the Biden folks have finally done it. After months of saying that politics had nothing to do with this trial, they showed up and made a campaign event out of a lower Manhattan trial day for President Trump.
From midnight tweets to drinking bleach to tear gas.
De Niro narrates a new commercial from the Biden campaign that it says highlights Trump's, quote, increasingly unhinged and dangerous quest for power since he lost the 2020 election.
Now he's running again, this time threatening to be a dictator, to terminate the Constitution.
If I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath.
Trump wants revenge, and he'll stop at nothing to get it. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
The Trump campaign says Biden is trying to distract voters from his own failings. Spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
Because Joe Biden is weak, he's pathetic, he's a threat to democracy, not only with this weaponization of our justice system, but with his wide-open border invasion that is allowing a mass invasion of illegal people into this country. Terrorists, criminals, our economy is in shambles, we are heading towards World War III. Those are the issues real Americans care about.
A PBS NewsHour NPR Marist poll says a majority of American voters are not following the trial. The jury's deciding whether to acquit Trump as the first U.S. president to stand criminal trial or make him a convicted felon running for president. Scott Stearns, VOA News.
And following general elections in South Africa yesterday, data from the country's Electoral Commission shows that from 20.4% of the polling stations, the ruling African National Congress has so far garnered 43.4% of the vote. The Democratic Alliance, 24.9%, Economic Freedom Fighters, 8.8%, while Umkhonto weSizwe, a new party led by former President Jacob Zuma, is at 8.1%. The ANC has won national elections held every 5 years since the landmark 1994 vote, which marked the end of white minority rule and the ascent of Nelson Mandela as president. However, pollsters and two of the country's three main broadcasters have predicted that the final results would confirm that the ANC, which won 57.5% of the vote in the previous election in 2019, had lost its majority and may need to form a coalition with another political party in order to govern. South Africa's Electoral Commission continues with the collection of the results and updates. And meanwhile, in Zimbabwe, the United Methodist Church representatives who are against homosexuality today held a protest and petitioned their bishop Ben K. Niwatiwa and gave him until July the 30th, 2024, to call an annual conference to map the way forward following the Church's General Conference in the U.S. recently, which sanctioned same-sex marriages and allowed ordainment of the same-sex bishops and pastors. Lucy Kawende, a member of the church, says as parents, they are opposed to homosexuality.
Atidi nyaya dzekuti tinonzi chechi yedu yakutongwa nemambuchana. Nokuti chiri kuitika panapa ndechekuti chechi yedu kana isina kudisconnecta kubva kuAmerica. Kuti isusu tava chechi yakazvimirira muZimbabwe. Isinei nechekuita muAmerica. Tinongoramba tiri chechi inotongwa kubva kuAmerica kunenge kuine vakuru vechimbuchana. Ende mukereke kemenu ndekwe kuti bishop ari kubva kuAmerica ane maruramiro ekuuya muZimbabwe achizo minister achitopina mukereke anobvumidzwa legal neAmerica nemutemo wechechi.
That there was Lucy Kawende speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. Bishop Niwatiwa was unavailable for comment, and his representative said they received a petition from protesters who are unhappy about gay marriages and other related issues. Chester Samba, the National Director of Gays and Lesbians Association of Zimbabwe, an association of LGBTI people in Zimbabwe, had this to say.
We should be encouraging people to express their views. I think the issue of homosexuality is not an easy issue, so it also allows for them to continue the dialogue within the church or have it in terms of the various positions that they have. Obviously, the protest is looking at excluding LGBT people who are serving in the church, but I think that's where, for us, it's our point of departure, where we say the church should be inclusive, should be open to all individuals. But when it comes to the issue that's playing out in UMC, I think also as a country, we don't have the legal framework that would allow for pastors within the UMC to preside over same-sex marriages. So it's of no effect really until our laws are changed.
That was Chester Samba, the National Director of Gays and Lesbians Association of Zimbabwe, speaking to Studio 7 reporters in Harare. Now let's take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that you are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, exchange students from Zimbabwe are here in Washington, D.C. today, under the organization Youth Ablaze, whose founder is an academic and businessman, Dr. Mlungisi Mhlophe, born in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, and residing here in Virginia in the United States. Mhlophe says the aim of the program is to, quote, mentor tomorrow's entrepreneurs by empowering young people through education and training in personal, professional, spiritual, and economic development. According to the Youth Ablaze profile, the students visit educational institutions such as colleges and universities while engaging with American students. They also venture out into different sectors of learning and growth, which may vary from businesses, museums, and recreational areas to grow and expand their knowledge. All this to ensure that every student will be equipped with the necessary life skills to become the leader of tomorrow. Right, and we have here in the studios our guest, Blessings Mhlophe. She's the ambassador for the Youth Ablaze. And we also have Paula Paloma. She's also an ambassador for Youth Ablaze. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, we'll start with you, Blessings Mhlophe. May you tell us about yourself and your academic background and which universities you are working with here in the U.S. To further your program in the Youth Ablaze?
Okay. My name is Blessings. I am 20 years old. I'm originally from South Africa, but I moved to the United States in December of 2018, and I started high school in America. And throughout high school, I was part of a Korean Technical Center, which is where I gained my pharmacy technician certification. And with the Youth Ablaze program, right now, the current and main college that we are working with is Emory and Henry College. And as of this year, right now, with the program that we have going on right now, we will be visiting East Tennessee State University and the University of Knoxville, the University of Tennessee in Knoxville.
Wow, thank you so much. And you say you work with children. Mm-hmm. Any challenges you face while working with the children?
Well, I would say that most challenges that I face is having to learn how to, like, communicate to each child, because I have to understand that each child has a different background, you know, the way they grow up, the way that they're living right now. I have to approach each child differently so that I can make sure that they feel welcomed and comfortable enough to be around me and other children.
And who are those children? Where do you find them, and what exactly do you do?
Well, I first started off working at a daycare. My mom used to have a daycare, so my experience started off there. And then growing up, I started working with older children because of this program, Youth Ablaze. The first program we did was in 2018, so I was able to blend in with other young people that were like around my age at that time, which was like 14, 13, around those ages. So, and then growing up now, as I went to college and high school and stuff like that, in college I was in a program called Bonner Scholars, and we used to volunteer like 4 to 6 hours every week. And the program that I chose was People Inc., and it was an outreach program to like, families of need, and like they had like daycares and early Head Start centers, so I would volunteer there just to be with the babies, the children, just to help the parents throughout the day, just to babysit, you know.
Wow, thank you so much. And coming to you, Paula Paloma, we see that you are a musician, you are an actress, you are a model and influencer. Tell us more about your job that you do in Zimbabwe. What exactly do you do, and how do you factor it into the Youth Ablaze program?
Okay, first of all, thank you, America. We are here. Thank you to Youth Ablaze. So basically, because of our arts industry in Zimbabwe, we try by all means to get to know more cultures throughout the world. So with this program, it's actually giving us an opportunity as arts people to get to know more cultural things, different cultures in Zimbabwe and in the United States as well.
Right. So when you are here in the U.S., mm-hmm. Which universities do you expect to visit and to do what exactly there?
Okay, So our main university is Emory and Henry. So we and other universities that we're going to visit, we are hoping we learn more cultural things in different sectors, and music, in acting, and mostly learning between them learning about us and us learning about their culture as well.
Yes, so this is your first time coming here.
This is my first time coming here.
So do you have a program that, what exactly you'll be looking at, what they will do, what you'll do, and what you'll exchange with the other student?
We have actually prepared a lot of things. We've prepared poetry, acting, we've prepared music. Yeah, so hopefully when we go to theaters, visit theaters, we will be interchanging.
Yes. And do you have any programs which you have prepared, Blessings?
Yes, we do. We actually are in partnership with the town of Marion. They're going to take a tour of the town of Marion, which is like in the southwestern Virginia region. Mm-hmm. And then we'll also be working with Mount Rogers. And Mount Rogers is a very diverse organization, so there's a lot that they're going to be doing with that. And then they're also going to be visiting businesses. As much as, like, we're focusing on education, they're also focusing on empowering the future. So they're going to visit, like, different businesses and headquarters just to, like, have a sense of, like, understanding on how the business world functions in America.
Right. So when you're looking at businesses, is it just widely on businesses, or you have a focus, a particular focus with what you do academically?
Well, academically, it's more like it's more to embrace or nurture their talents. Because I know there are some that are like into engineering, and then with each school that they'll be going to, like, they'll visit the engineering departments, whatever department that they're interested in, they'll visit that. As well as with the business, there are some businesses which are, like, primarily, like, engineering and just different businesses, just to show them, like, there is a future with what you want to do.
Thank you very much. Sesibuya kuwe Paloma, sesikhuluma ngolimi lwesintu. Ungasichazela nje ukuthi ubuye ngani lapha, kungani ulapha, njalo kuyini okwenzayo ekhaya. Kahle kahle siyezwa ukuthi kulokho kokumodela, okokuhlabekisa, okokuhlabela, okokulingisa. Ungasichasisela kabanzi ukuthi kahle kahle wenzani.
Okay. So ngibuyela lapha elizweni lase-America nge-Youth Ablaze Exchange Program. So i-Youth Ablaze Exchange Program iyahlangahlanganisa ama-talents and iya-nature ama-talents nje. So mina ukuza kwami lapha ngibuye njengombalisi we-Inala High School, which is part of the program. So ngumbalisi we-music. So since i-cultural exchange leyi izabe ihlangahlanganisa ama-talent, ihlangahlanganisa njalo njengoba sisiblessing sekhulumile ukuthi sizabe siba nature on their careers, what they want to do in their careers. They are here to find out ukuthi bona bangobani kahle kahle with the kids labo esifike labo lapha.
Nxalapha ufundisa ezomculo. Yiwuphi umculo kahle kahle okhangelayo? Lemgido yangkhona. Lokunye nje okutshaywayo kwakhona, konke okuhamba lakho, ngasichazisela kabanzi ukuthi sibe le picture sibule ukuthi kuyini okwenzayo.
Okay. Emculweni ebantwaneni bami laba embuye labo, sizabe sihlabela ulimi lwethu kakhulu, ulimi lwethu lesiNdebeleni, ulimi lwethu lesiShoneni njalo. So sizabe sichaya hawo ongungu, sichaya konke nje amahosho, amambira.
Imgido yiphi?
Imgido silazi imgido yesintu. Sila isintu sesishoneni, sila imgido yesintu yesiNdebeleni.
Ngiyakwazi ukuthi sikhona isichikitsha.
Kukhona
ukunye. Ezinye izipho ungazithi bhadla ngamabizi.
Hayi, khathesi nje sibuyelazo zona lezi izichikitsha, lezi akhathesi nje ezi.
Yebo ke, kuzile ukhuluma ukuthi imgido yonke lakho konke nje lokwesishoneli. Ungasitshela ke ngolimi lesishona bezethi laba laba abakhuluma salesishona bezwe ukuthi kahle kahle ulandeni lapha njalo kuyini eliyabe liwabelana labafundi balapha e-America.
Okay, bengixolele bakithi my shona is not that, but tawuya ku America for exchange program. Tine vana ve Inala High School. We are here kutiti batsirane ne exchange program kuti vazive as well how other cultures bayenza njani njalo njalo kuti vaita yeah.
Yes, and blessings, you mentioned a very interesting subject that you are doing at college. How do you find it? And when you go to these other colleges on the Youth Ablaze program, do you find your other counterparts? Are young girls like you taking up this subject?
They are, actually. And I'm really happy to see that there's a lot of women in STEM. I feel like that's something that we need. We need a lot of representation for women in STEM, especially like to more underdeveloped countries, I feel like that would be a real wake-up call for all the young people that want to pursue that but don't see a representation of women in those areas.
Yes, tell us more about that subject and on which area, which state you are at now.
Okay, right now I'm currently, my plan is to major in chemistry because I want to pursue a pharmacy degree. So I'm taking my knowledge from pharmacy tech and broadening it up to become a pharmacist.
Yes, and how are the youth, is the Youth Ablaze program assisting you in that?
It's making me realize that I actually want to become a pharmacist because I get to see, like, the need for pharmacists in different countries, you know. I just feel like the kids coming, then they share their experiences, and I share my experiences with them. It makes me realize that I actually want to do this because I would want to, like, after I get my degree, to go reach out to different countries and actually just do my practice over there just to help people, not as because I want money from it. I just actually just want to reach out to the community and help.
Wow, that's interesting. Yes, and coming to Ma Paloma, siyabona ukuthi lapho nje okukhulunywa ngawo, ukhulumile ukuthi emsebenzini wakho okulingisa lo, sake wathola isicoco.
Yes.
Isicoco enama.
Yeah.
Waphuma le mbukisweni yomunye umculi layo olodumo. Yebo, ngasichasisela ngakho ukuthi kuyini osowakutholayo esingathi ngesingisi achievement.
Okay. Ekuqaliseni I got my first nomination here in NAMA Awards here in Zimbabwe, AIA Best Actress. Okay. Which I didn't win, but it was an achievement. It's a nomination. Mm-hmm. And then I was part of Video Raja Praiser, which has 13 million views.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I, to me, kwakuyi sibili kuyi achievement enkulu kakhulu. And then ngikhangelele njalo to be part of a lot of videos, to be part of ugu ekta njalo pambili.
Ye, wangena njani kuleyo video, wangena ngoba ungumlingisi kumbe ngoba lawe uvele ufundisa ezomculo, yikho lapho elahlangana khona.
Yes, sahlangana njalo, sahlangana ekutheni sasisenza enye project Higher Life Foundation. And then that's when esahlangana khona. Higher Life Foundation is a big project ilobu econet khonapho, but yenzwa Mrs. Masia. So yikho lapho esahlangana khona, sabonana our talents, and then sasenza ba part of the music video.
Yeah, lapho ke kulo mfanekiso uyaphuma kakhulu yini? Ulesabelo esinengu
ku video. Yeah, ngiyaphuma kakhulu ngoba ngaba main actress khona phana.
Yeah, hayi kuhle. Ngabe besikwazi ungabuyi besiyatshengisa lapha sikhuluma sithi hayi nangu lathi silaye lapha usaziwayo. Yeah, hayi siyabonga. So from here, Blessings, where will you be going as the Yali, sorry for saying that to you, as the Youth Ablaze, yes, where are you going next?
From here, we're heading to Southwest Virginia, specifically Marion, and the kids will go off to live with different families just to get that American experience, you know, just to also, it's a cultural exchange program, so they're going to exchange different cultures with the families that they'll be staying in. And from there, they'll also be performing in different churches to show off their talents and stuff like that.
Yes, so which states, how many states are that? Which states do you have in
currently? Currently, mm-hmm. right now, just Virginia and Tennessee.
Virginia and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you spoke, Paolo, you spoke most about the children. Of course, we saw them, but our viewers here did not see the children. How many children are here? And how did they come here? And what will they be doing?
Okay. Mm-hmm. We have 10 children.
Mm-hmm.
So they are coming from Zimbabwe. Kobulawayo, kodwa eSgodini. Yes, they are
from
coming
the rural
from
area.
Yes, from the rural areas, eSgodini. So we came here, we used the bus from there to South Africa, and then from South Africa, Saflaya, Saya, AUK, Safia and Ale, we had a 12 and a half.
Oh, in transit.
In transit, yeah. Oh. So they were a bit tired, but to see Hambegusha, and then we came here, and the experience was very nice. The food was nice. They're still trying to get used to the food, but it's right. So our age is on Abantwana Bethu, so we are 14 years to 20 years, mostly, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So usually upper form 2 up to upper 6.
Yes. And I'm sure they are happy to be here.
They are very happy.
And very flying happy. Some of them for the first time.
It was an experience. But it's so fun. It's like they know these things.
Yes. The children these days, they've accessed them. These things, even if they haven't experienced them, they may have seen them on social media and so forth. If you can also tell us about your achievements. We see that you're an actress. We see that you're an influencer. You see that you've appeared in some musical videos and won some awards. May you tell us more about it?
Going back to that again, I've tried to push myself. Mm-hmm. I've tried to push myself. I've been part of AMA dramas mostly that happen in Bulawayo. Mm-hmm. That they come out on ZPC, they come out on the national TV, and then most of them they come out on the national TV. There's one, the first one I did, it was called Journey Home, which I was the main actress. And then there's the other one that I did. It's called Ekone, and it's also available on Facebook, on YouTube. It's a series. It's a series. And then there's one that's also coming out on Showmax. It's called 400. I was also part of the film.
Wow, that's very interesting. Yes. And the knowledge which you get here on cultural exchange, how will it help back home?
It will really help so much, not just for me, but for everyone else in the industry. Okay, this is what these guys do. Mm-hmm. And then we change things to make ourselves better.
Okay.
Yes.
Coming to your blessings, you said sometimes you might have challenges with kids here and there, but everything is going on smoothly in the program and with what you do.
Yes, it is.
Yes, what else are you aiming at?
With the kids?
No, with the program and with your academic achievements. Yes, we see you want to be a pharmacist and all that.
So with the program right now, the goal is to reach out to more countries because currently we're just doing one country per year, and right now, of course, we're doing Zimbabwe, and our goal is to do more countries and try to bring more students, of course, so.
Yes, more countries other than Zimbabwe.
Yes.
Okay, yes, that's interesting. Yeah, manje ungabaxwayisa ukuthi ni maphaloma abanye ekhaya khona ngale laba abafuna mhlawumbe ukufinyelela lapha labo ukuthi bengene ku program yenu.
Okay. Njoba kuli program sisebenza kakhulu labantwana besikolo. So engingakusho ukuthi as abazali asizameni ukuba push abantwana bethu, sibananzelele italenta labo, sibananzelele abakufisayo empilweni. So iYouth Ablaze iyancedisa kakhulu ukuthi inature abantwana kulawa ama talents abalawo ngoba ngithi ungananzelela kule group esiyelayo kulabo engineer kulabo abafuna ukuba ngodokotela bakhona njalo abafuna ukuba ku arts yona le sikuyo lati so njengaba engakutsho ukuthi abazali asipusheni abantwana besibalalele ngakhulu ukuthi what do they want to do empilweni sibapushe and as Youth Ablaze we are there to help ukuthi bephumelele kuloko.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And in short, blessings, where can those who are interested in the program find you? On your website or?
Yes, we actually do have a website. It's www.youthablazeglobal.org. And basically just go through the website. There's an application process and we will find you there.
Okay, thank you so much. Time is not on our side. We've come to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guests here in the studio, Paola Poloma, Ambassador of Youth Ablaze, and Blessings Mhlophe, another ambassador of the program. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga, saying let's meet again tomorrow.